Welcome back. Today we're going straight into the drum lab. Amen. Break chopping for pirate radio energy. Think jungle urgency, fast cuts, attitude, and that slightly dangerous someone's broadcasting this off a rig feeling. This is an intermediate Ableton Live workflow, and the goal is simple. Take the amen, keep the funk, but turn it into a rolling, aggressive, mix-ready 16-bar drum section you can actually build a tune around. We'll do it two ways. First, the clean, repeatable method. Warp it, slice it to a drum rack, and rearrange with MIDI. Second, the more destructive method. Resample your best performance and do tape-style edits. That second part is where it starts to feel like a real pirate edit. Before we touch anything, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to feel like drum and bass, but still in classic jungle territory. Now set up your session. Make one audio track and name it Amen RAW. Make a MIDI track called Amen Slices. If you like working with returns, add two return tracks, one called Drum Verb and another called Crunch. Drum Verb is going to give us controlled space. Crunch is going to give us that band-limited broadcast bite. Grab a reasonably clean Amen sample if you can, but don't stress if it's a bit noisy or lo-fi. A little grime is part of the story. We'll just control it so it doesn't turn into pain later. Step 1. Warping. This is not optional. Warping wrong is the number one reason chopped breaks feel smeary and weak. Drop your Amen into Amen RAW. Open the clip view and turn warp on. If live guesses the tempo wrong, correct the seg BPM so it actually represents the loop. Then set warp mode to beats. In beats mode, set preserve to transients. Keep the envelope fairly low, around 0 to 20%. Lower values keep the transients sharp. Higher values soften them. Now, zoom in near the start. Make sure the first strong transient is actually on bar 1. If it isn't, right-click and use warp from here, straight, so the grid locks properly. Your goal is that the break loops perfectly at 172 on the grid, without losing its natural groove. If it's drifting, fix it now. Everything else depends on this. Quick coach note. Do a two-mode check while editing. First, loop it loud for vibe. Second, turn it down and turn the metronome on. Quiet plus metronome tells you whether the downbeat and backbeat still read clearly. If it's confusing quietly, it'll be messy loud. Step 2. Slice to a drum rack. This is the core workflow that makes Amen chopping fast instead of painful. Right-click your warped Amen clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. For slice settings, start with transients. That keeps it authentic and musical. If you want something more grid-strict later, you can try slicing by 1/16th, but transients is the classic place to begin. For the slicing preset, the built-in one is fine. If you want consistent hit volume so velocity doesn't change the sample volume much, choose the zero velocity preset. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that matches the original rhythm. This is the big unlock. Rearrange the MIDI and you rearrange the Amen. Now, before you go wild, do one tiny organizational move that pays off massively. Name your key slices. Seriously, find your main kick slice. Call it K1. Find your main snare slice. Call it S1. Find a light ghosty slice. Call it ghost. Find a hat or noisy slice. Call it hat. And if there's some odd little mid-frequency chunk that has character, call it weird. Those are your anchor hits. The anchor hits are the slices that keep your edits readable. Jungle can be chaotic, but it's controlled chaos. If the snare anchor disappears, it stops sounding like Amen and starts sounding like random chop spam. Alright, step 3. Build the pirate radio rhythm. Open the MIDI clip on Amen Slices. Duplicate it out so you have at least 8 bars, and ideally 16. We're going to think in phrases. Jungle is movement. A 1-bar loop is a trap. 8-bar call and response is the mindset. Start with bars 1 through 4, your rolling backbone. Keep the recognizable Amen phrasing, but make two intentional edits. First, kick emphasis. Find your kick-heavy slice or slices. Reinforce beats 1 and 3. That might mean duplicating a kick slice right on the downbeat, or layering a second kick slice very slightly offset. And if you do layer, listen for flimes. If it sounds like a double hit instead of a thicker hit, don't quantize everything. Just nudge the layered note by a few milliseconds, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, earlier or later until it locks. Jungle tightness often comes from tiny offsets, not perfect grid alignment. Second, ghost note push. Take a light snare or hat slice and add two very quick ghost hits leading into your main snare. Think 1/32nd notes just before the backbeat. This creates that classic tension and forward motion without changing the identity of the break. Ableton tip that saves your eyes. Turn on Fold in the MIDI editor so you only see the pads you're using. It makes you faster, and speed matters when you're trying to keep a vibe going. Now bars 5 through 8. Radio chop stutters. Pick a snare slice or a noisy head slice. Near the end of bar 8, make a stutter fill. The simple version is repeating one slice at 1/32nd notes for either one beat or half a beat, then slamming back into the downbeat of bar 9 to make it feel like a deliberate performance rather than a glitch accident. Add a velocity ramp. Start softer, around 70, and ramp it up toward 115 by the end of the stutter. This is a big concept. Edits feel more human when they have dynamics. Even in aggressive drum and bass, a little shaping is what makes it sound like intention, not a spreadsheet. Bars 9 through 16, signature switch-ups. Choose two or three moves from this list, and sprinkle them so the second half of the loop answers the first. 1. Reverse a snare slice. You can do this by going into the sample for that pad and reversing it, or by resampling later and reversing audio. Don't overuse it. One reversed hit in the right place sounds like a statement. 2. Half bar drop. Remove kicks for half a bar and let snares and hats ride, then bring the kick back. This creates instant contrast and makes the return hit harder. 3. The amen question mark. Find a weird mid-slice and repeat it twice right before a drop return. It's that little huh moment that makes pirate edits feel alive. At this point, you should have a 16-bar MIDI-driven amen that rolls, has fills, and has a couple of events that feel like a DJ or operator messing with a loop. Step 4. Tighten timing without killing the funk. This is where a lot of people ruin it by over-quantizing. Open the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60, or a funk groove. Apply it lightly. Timing amount around 10 to 25% is usually enough. Velocity may be 0 to 10%, and a touch of random, like 0 to 5, if you want it to breathe. The idea is not to make it sloppy. The idea is to keep the amen's natural swagger while still being tight enough for modern DNB. Step 5. Processing for punch and grime, using stock Ableton devices. We are building a pirate radio chain. Punchy, crunchy, slightly overdriven and glued. Put this chain after the drum rack on the Amen Slices track. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to keep some junk out of the way. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. Then, if it needs bite, try a small bell boost somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep it subtle. The wrong boost up there will turn into harshness fast. Next, drum bus. This is huge for amen. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% range. Crunch 5 to 20%, but be careful. Hats get painful quickly. If the top end starts slicing your ears, use the damp control, often setting it somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz to smooth the harshest edge. Then push transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, for bite and presence. Boom can be used sparingly, frequency around 50 to 80 Hz, but do not let it fight your bass line. If you're planning a big sub, keep the drum low end controlled. Coach note, control cymbal pain early, before you distort. Scan your slices. If one slice has an extra loud hat or crash, turn that pad down inside the drum rack, or put a filter on that slice only. Distortion doesn't just make things louder, it makes the worst slice dominate the whole tone. After drum bus, add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with volume. We want better, not just louder. Then glue compressor, lightly. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient still snaps. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional soft clip can be great for DNB drums, but don't flatten the life out of it. A limiter is optional as a safety net. If it's working hard, that's a sign you should fix gain staging or saturation amounts. Now set up your returns. Return A. Drum verb, put hybrid reverb on a short room or plate. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb sits behind the transient instead of smearing it. After the reverb, use EQ8 to high pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. This gives you space without washing the loop out. Return B, crunch. This is your pirate transmitter. Put overdrive or saturator on it, then auto filter after it, and band limit it with a band pass roughly from 300 Hz up to 5 kHz. Blend it in gently with sends. You don't want the whole break to sound like a phone call. You want that edge to appear like a broadcast overload, especially in fills. If you want a more controlled broadcast vibe, Add multiband dynamics after the band pass and lightly clamp the highs so hiss doesn't explode when distortion hits. Step 6. Resample for the real pirated vibe. This is where you commit. Create a new audio track called Amen Resample. Route audio from the Amen Slices track into it, or simply set your recording source to resampling, depending on your setup. Now record yourself for 8 to 16 bars. Perform it. Switch between your A and B ideas. Trigger fills. Ride the sends into crunch on certain moments. Don't stop. The point is to capture a human, committed take. Now you've got audio. This is where it becomes tape. Consolidate key phrases so you have chunks you can grab quickly. Duplicate, reverse, and micro stutter audio clips. Add hard mutes for cut the fader moments. Here's the micro chop trick. Select a tiny region, like 1/32nd or even 1/64. Duplicate it rapidly, and add tiny fades on the edges to avoid clicks. That gets you that machine gun stutter without destroying your ears with pops. And for extra pirate console energy, instead of muting the clip, automate utility gain with a sharp dip down and a slightly slower rise. It feels like a human grabbing a fader. Do it right before a snare, and it sounds like a proper rave moment. If you want the DJ rewind vibe, do a wheel up pitch ramp. Take one or two bars of your resampled break, and automate the clip transpose down rapidly near the end. Then add a tiny mute right before the drop comes back. That's instant rewind energy if you place it tastefully. Step 7. Arrangement. Make this feel like a tune, not a loop. Use a 32-bar structure as a template. Bars 1 to 8. Intro drums. Filter the Amen with a low pass, maybe around 6 to 10 kHz, and keep fills minimal. Do a little fill at the end of bar 4 and bar 8 so it signals the drop is coming. Bars 9 to 16. Drop A. Full bandwidth. Bring in the crunch, return a bit. If you're layering kicks, this is where you let the downbeats hit harder. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Switch to your resampled tape edit loop here. This audio version is shortened for playback.